Mark. How you doing?
So you got Bobby.
Okay. All right. Everybody good?
Yep,
good. Okay. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Upper Frederick Township Board of Supervisors regular monthly meeting, June 8th, 2023. Let's please stand and pledge to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Public comment on non-agenda items. If anybody has any public comments, please come up to the podium and identify yourself.
Lois Hoffman, Colonial Road. I was wondering what you were going to do about Hendrick's place, since he owns that house, that log house, and it's in pretty bad shape now. I thought that you guys were going to put an ordinance or whatever, something so that he had to fix it up. If he doesn't fix it, so it's going to fall down.
Okay.
There's big holes in the roof.
Okay, thank you. Other comments? Okay, no more public comments. Minutes. Approval of May 4th, 2023, and May 11th, 2023 meeting minutes. Do you guys have an opportunity to review these?
There's one of you.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember which one. That's why I went to go look.
All right, it looks like May 4th. Let's see, we had John and Tom.
I wasn't
in
there
attendance.
For May 4th.
Okay. And we actually have two sets of minutes for May 4th.
Right.
One for the hearing, and then the next one for the regular meeting. Okay.
Okay.
So those two you have to vote on.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And do comments, questions on these? We're good?
No.
Okay. Then, let me see this for a second. Then I will make a motion to approve the Board of Short Workshop meeting minutes from May 4th, 2023. Do I have a second?
I second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes for the public hearing of Ordinance 2023-01 from May 4th, 2023. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the Board of Supervisors meeting on May 11th, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Treasurer's report, bills to be paid.
So you have before you the treasurer's report for the month of May. The treasurer reports that revenue collections are ahead of budget in the month of May. General fund collections for May are $787,147, which represents approximately 56% of our yearly budget. Real estate tax collections are nearly complete. We have 92% collected. Our interest income is at 91.88% of our budget this year because we were able to refinance to roll over some CDs in the last year that have increased our return on CDs significantly more than we anticipated. Overall expenditures are trending under budget. Total general fund expenditures as of the end of May are $482,505, which is about 35% of our budget expenditure. So overall, we're good. We will need to take a look at a few individual line items and possibly make some adjustments. And we're hoping once the audit's complete, then we'll kind of dig into those numbers and bring those to you either next month or in August to let you know. From last week, we reinvested the funds from the water fund, $148,000 in a CD. The best rate we were able to get is 5.25%, so that's a one-year CD that we reinvested. And there is another CD that's going to be maturing this weekend in the amount of $225,000. So again, we'll be coming back to you for potential reinvestments of those CD funds. Okay?
Great. Okay. All right. Any questions or comments?
No, that's good.
Okay. Now, I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented and file for audit. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. So the bills list is also in your packet. The total bills for the month of May are $92,495.09.
Okay. Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. I will make a motion to approve the payment of the bills totaling $92,495.09 and to advance to the treasurer the funds to pay any needed bills or expenditures to save penalties or accrue interest and payroll prior to the Board of Supervisors regular meeting on July 13, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Emergency services.
All right, Plymouth Community Ambulance had 24 calls in the month of May, 13 of which were at Frederick Living, and the fire company had 9 calls in the month of May.
Okay. Water sewer plant report?
No violations to report. Plants are running good. I am starting to have a problem with well 2 at Perkiomen Crossing now. I think the pump is starting to go. It's not really putting the water out. I doubt the well's dry. I want to think they're, it's been dry.
Okay, so we need to take a look at that.
Yeah, need to get somebody out. Right. The amperage is, first I thought it was the whole thing was shot, but it just took a while to run it and eventually it starts producing some water, but it takes a while. So the radio signal's good, the amps are good, everything's good. It just doesn't quite put the water out.
Okay.
And I don't think that one was changed. I think all they did was fix the cap on that one.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I have to double check that. But I know one was replaced a couple years ago, but I don't think two's well done.
Okay. We got to look into it.
So we're also kind of struggling with the pumps that we have, keeping the water pressure up where we need it to be for the development overall. The last several times the fire trucks have come in to fill their trucks. Matt's gotten alarms for low pressure and had to come in. So while we're trying to get somebody out there to check on the pumps and see what we need to do, the fire company has found another development that they're going to go ahead and refill from to give us some time and to avoid those low water alarms.
Okay.
So we're working on that. Probably be back in July with probably some expenditures that we're going to have to make on well 2 and the pumps, and so we'll try to get that figured out by next month.
Okay.
Is it sustaining right now, safety wise?
The pressure?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we're running at about 85. Normally we were up around 94, but I think. Our minimum is, I think, around 62 is what would consider a low pressure.
Okay.
Because of the elevation, you got at least have, you lose, 41 PSI?
Yeah.
Just from top to bottom.
Between the top to the bottom.
Like, if you have 41 down to bottom, you're going to have zero up top. And that's one of the issues they have. You can't just put bigger pumps in to give the people up top more pressure, because then you're below the pipes apart down at the bottom. So it's the elevation's really causing a problem.
Yeah, so he's got it. So he's got to keep those pumps running at a little narrow window of pressure, and the pumps seem to be having to work a lot harder right now to maintain that window. So we've been contacting a couple people to come and take a look at the pumps and see. I think they were going to take apart one of the pumps and check the impeller to see the state of it and whether or not we could switch it out or if we actually need to replace it. We're also trying to find out, because we're in the process of looking into the feasibility of the hydrant project, so we don't want to upgrade the pumps for the water system to something that's not going to work for that future project. So we're also trying to get some feedback on what size pumps would be needed if we went forward with that project so that we're not double spending, basically. So that's kind of what we're trying to work on with all that.
But it's been good. It's when they open the fire hydrant, it's that quick rush of water leaving the plant, and it causes a spurt of low pressure. Goes down to the alarm, which is set around 70. So it just spikes air and then goes right back up. It's just that quick rush when they open the hydrant.
So there's a good tolerance between the alarm and what you consider
low pressure.
Yes. Yeah, my low pressure set around 72, I think, and minimum where we would have to have a declare a boil water is like 61.
Okay.
Because of the, once you get, like say, it would be 61 down there, and that would only be 20 something up there, up the top. And I think it's minimum for a home should be 20 or something. And then by the time they would get up to their top floor, they probably wouldn't have anything. So that's playing it safe, the 60.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Public Works, road work?
Public Works, the road crew's been doing some road repairs on Half Road and some other intersections. They've been road mowing and then mowing the parks and doing some intersection cutbacks to make sure everything's good at the intersections.
Okay.
For the civil engineer's report, there were no new updates. We are still waiting for the contractor to get started on the Faust and Sweetsburg Road projects. They're waiting for three inlets that have not come in. So once they get those in, then they'll get that scheduled, and we'll get that posted so that folks in the public know that it's getting started.
Okay.
For the building inspector report, there were 7 new permits in May, 14 inspections. He's got some of the same ongoing zoning issues. There is a property at 2117 Perkiomen Avenue there's been some issues with. It had been flooded a couple years ago, and then it was repaired without permits. And so right now it's sitting vacant, and the owner of that property would be willing to consider selling the property to the county if the county had funding to buy it and demo it as part of their parking lot project that they want to do in the future. So the county's right now working on getting an appraisal of the property.
Okay.
So we'll see what the price comes in at an acceptable level for the property owner. There was no planning commission meeting this past month, and the regional planning commission is starting to work on updates to the comprehensive plan.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Parks and Rec.
Okay. The Park Board met May 16th to discuss Community Day. It's coming up on September 30th this year. Volunteers welcome. I would reach out to either Tracy or Key if you'd like to volunteer or come to one of our friendly park board meetings every third Tuesday of the month. We also discussed a movie night it's going to be with the Lower Frederick and Upper Salford again this year on Spring Mountain. Date's at 9/9. We'll be picked that up, just doing preparations. Our next park board meeting will be on June 20th at 7 p.m. That's it.
Okay, thank you. All right, manager update.
Just a few quick updates. I'm still working on some of the items we discussed at last week's meeting. I did meet with our architects yesterday regarding the concepts for this building, and we kind of talked it through as far as they need to give us something that's actually workable with our with our existing administration. And so I think we made that very clear to them. So we're hoping to get a better layout for admin if the meeting room, when the meeting room gets moved over to the schoolhouse. I am working on getting some proposals for design and construction plans for the schoolhouse. I've got three architects that are getting us proposals. Originally, I was just going to get the one from Carnival Eustis, but I thought we should get a few different ones. So we've got those coming in. So those should be coming to you next month.
Okay.
All right. That's pretty much it.
That's it?
For the most part. I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to ask specific questions.
Well, I mean, I mean, I'm just looking at the bullet items here is what I'm saying.
Right, which are the items we talked about last week, and I'm still kind of working on getting you updates on those. So I'll just give you an update on the franchise and the EV charger and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Last week, I was directed to do some research on the different topics.
Okay.
So.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Old business. Authorization to purchase shade and playground equipment.
So last week we talked about playground structure and a couple of shade structures for the dog park that we have grants to cover the cost of, and the Parks Board came up with two shade structures that they'd like to move forward with for Spielhofer Dog Park, and then a playground structure for the playground over here, which would require us to bump out the playground area to accommodate a new play structure.
Okay.
We're requesting authorization to move forward to order those items. The lead time for the playground structure is about, I think, 16 weeks, so it wouldn't arrive until the fall.
Okay. And it is, and this, we did get this grant?
We did, yes. Okay. So we received a grant for playground structures in the amount of $67,000. This structure before you tonight is $48,000. So the Parks Board plan is to come back with something smaller that they'll choose to kind of go with this for older kids. So the playground structure before you tonight is for 2 to 5 year olds,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll come back with something for 5 to 12 year olds. But this particular play structure on the agenda tonight is a sale item. It's on sale, so we have to buy it within, I think, by the end of the month. We have to place the order.
Okay.
In order to take advantage of the price.
Okay. Do we need, is this through?
Co-Stars.
It is through Co-Stars.
It's through Co-Stars, correct. So we don't have to bid it out. It's using prevailing wage for the installation.
Okay. All right. Thoughts?
I'm good with it.
I just didn't want it says if it's, who's going to offload it?
What's that?
When it arrives, it says offloading is not included.
So then that would be our guys. We have equipment.
They're aware of that then?
Yeah, we have equipment that can do that.
Okay.
Comes on pallets.
Okay. All right, then. Comments on this item from the public? Okay. I don't see anybody has any comments. All right, then I think we're good to move forward.
Yep.
Okay. Then I will make a motion to authorize the manager to purchase the shade structures for $14,360 and the playground structure for $48,484 as recommended by the Parks Board. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, new business. There is no new business. Okay. Upcoming meetings. The Parks Board meeting is June 20th at 7 p.m. Planning Commission meeting is June 29th at 7 p.m. Board of Supervisors workshop meeting is July 7th at 7 p.m. If we don't have anything else, I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
Do you need
anything? Okay. All right. Then I will make a motion to adjourn our meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.